that right from the beginning, we gave a Mary the opportunity to renegotiate, even on the quiet. They were the ones who turned it down, believing that they had a watertight agreement, and nilly-willy, they will continue, and to some extent, dared us to do otherwise. We are now at a position where, from the ministry, we have laid a trail of what happened. Even though the plant is operational, several omissions and concessions were made in the boot agreement, which require renegotiation, amendments, and restructuring of the agreement. The agreement is simply grossly unfair and is not as it presently stands in the best interest of Ghana. This is a lopsided transaction, an overpriced transaction, both in terms of the capital outlay and in terms of the energy charge, the tariff, that it does not serve the interest of this country to continue without changing the path that we're traveling. As far as I'm concerned, I do not think or have anything to the contrary that a thorough due diligence was done on the Ameri Group itself to estimate their expertise, to estimate their ability to deliver and stand up to the reps and warranties and the covenants that they made. The due diligence that I am aware of was not done on Ameri. It was rather done on APR. And so once APR stepped out of the equation, it was incumbent upon government to go back and do full due diligence on the changes in contracting parties.
Mr. Ejiakụ said it is in the best interest of the country to abrogate the contract with Ameri Power as the country stands to lose millions of CDs.
We found out that, for example, if we abrogate the pool that we intend to, the cost may be about $580 million, but if we leave them to run as is per annum, the cost of capacity charge for treating this as business as usual is $680 million for 13 years. So in that financial calculation, 1 year of cancel the payment, you have to do both the financial and economic analysis to come to understand the totality of the outcome.
The Minister of Energy, Boakye Ejiakụ, with the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament, is probing the Ameri deal at the instance of the Speaker, Professor Irene Michael Kwe, for an application by the MP for Adansi Asokwa, KT.